look like to you? Exactly. It's like you read it and you think, oh, that's good. I've got the keys of heaven. And anything I bind on earth will be bound, and anything I loose will be loosed. And you're thinking, yeah, that's great. But actually, you've got no understanding of what that means to have in your hand. And God has given us something really strategic to have in our hands, to hold and use and activate in our everyday lives. And he's just, I woke up in the middle of the night about a week ago, and I kept hearing, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, okay? Sharon? Yeah? I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm like, oh, right, I know that's in Matthew somewhere. I will give you the keys. So I've got a couple of little bits scribbled down. 20 pages worth, no, I'm joking. So I want to look first at the word to give, where it says, I will give you the keys. The word to give is actually to bestow and to entrust. So it's something that he has given to us freely because we're his children, but he's actually given it to us in a place of trust. He's entrusted us with keys in order that we get to use them, because he trusts us to use them wisely. Can you imagine? God trusted you, or me, with the key of heaven. Actually, when you think about it, it's really, really serious. God has given us something freely, and he has entrusted us to use it wisely. So I think it's our job and our responsibility to search out what that key looks like. And what are the conditions of activating that key? Yeah? So, to have access to the keys of a house, you have to belong to the house. You never give a stranger your keys, do you? Like, I've got keys with me. Would I ever give them to anybody that I don't know? Or, you know, have we all got a set of keys to each other's houses? Don't think so. Why not? But God gives us his keys because he trusts us. That's the level of his trust in us and you. So to have access to the keys of a house, you have to belong. Strangers never have keys. If I find a stranger in my house, it's not because they've got a key. It's because they've broken in. Yeah? It's an illegal, unlawful access. Keys are, the Greek word for key is kleis. And it actually, kleis means power and authority. To open, shut, lock, and unlock. So kleis means power and authority. So the key that's in your hand is a key of power to lock and unlock, to open and shut. Because sometimes we'll open a door and we won't lock it. Or we'll close the door and we'll not lock it. Sometimes it's a free door, opening and closing, anytime access. And other times it's a door that we need to lock shut. Or sometimes doors we need to unlock and open. Who has a man drawer, man cave, man shed?
Man drawers.
Man drawers, man sheds, man boxes. Who women have little treasure boxes? Who women here have little treasure boxes with love letters and all little special things in it? And, you know, your kid's first teeth that fell out and things like that. In the loft. Still up there though. We all have little boxes. We all have little things that we have locked away or put away. And we all have doorways that we want to go through and sometimes find it hard to access. So we have doorways in our lives that we want to close, but we don't know how to close them and lock them up. So keys, kleis, power and authority. He says, I will bestow upon you and entrust to your care power, my power and my authority. It's powerful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To open and shut, to lock and unlock. It moves me that God would trust me with that. It really does. What is the key? The key to heaven. That word heaven, if I can remember rightly, that's not on my thingy. That word heaven, I can't remember the Greek in it. Do you know the Greek in it? I'll find it. I might have it on here actually, hold on. Heaven, ouranos, Oranos. It means the universe, the world that we live in, the heavens and the vaulted expanse of the sky. So these are all separated. The aerial heavens where the clouds and tempests gather, where thunder is produced. So you have a key to this, power and authority over this, to open it, close it, lock it and unlock it. That's why we have authority over the weather. That's why Jesus could calm the storm. That's why he could walk on water. He had authority and power. And he's given us that same key. With his power, he says, all authority is given to me and I give that to you. It's a key. Also, that word oranos means the seat of order of all things and consummately perfect where God dwells and other heavenly beings. So the key that you have in your hand, in your heart, that power and authority that you carry, gives you access to the seat of order of all things, consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. You can open the doors to heaven any time you choose. You have the power and you have the authority. The authority which has the blood of Jesus. The power is that same resurrection power that rose him from the grave. Yeah? You getting it? We're only on, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Yeah? So, the next part of that is whatever you bind. And that word whatever is was, which means whoever, whichever, whatever, and that. So if you have a that needs to be bound, you have a power and authority key to do that. If you have a that needs to shift, you have a key of power and authority to shift it. If you have a whoever that needs to be annihilated from your life, not killed off like, but you know, you have power and authority to make a good decision and to close off relationships that are not healthy for you, that are holding you down. You have power and authority over whichever thing is in your way right now, whatever thing is in your way, whatever thing is holding you back, you have power and authority in heaven, in that consummately perfect place where God dwells and all other heavenly things. You can go there and unlock the whoever, whatever, and that. So I will give you the keys. I have entrusted to you, I have bestowed upon you the power, the authority of my kingdom, that place where I rule, of the universe, the world, the vaulted expanse of the sky. I give you the power and authority over the aerial heavens where the clouds and tempests gather, where thunder is produced. I have given you power and authority in the seat of order of all things, consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. Why? What is it for? To bind on earth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That word bind is deo. And it means to tie tightly, to fasten, to throw in chains, to forbid, to prohibit, to declare to be illicit. So the power and authority that we pull from heaven to earth to deal with our whoever's, whichever's, and whatever's, is a power to tie, to fasten, to throw in chains, to forbid, to prohibit, and to declare to be illicit. So if people have said things about you, just taking a very simple example. Someone called me a bully, right? I'm not a bully. At least I don't think I'm a bully. I'm strong, I'm forthright, but I'm not a bully. So for me, I had to go and I said to the Lord, am I a bully? Do I come over as being a bully? And I had to take authority with the keys of heaven. No giggling at the back, please. I had to take authority with the keys of heaven that God has entrusted to me. And go to the seat of authority and take control and bind those words over my life. Bind them tight. Put them in chains. Tell them that they're prohibited to not come near me again. I declare them to be illicit and I forbid them to come by my name again. Yeah? So whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And it says that word on that we bind on earth is actually, it's called epi, and it means time, place, or order. So it means anything that's been done in the past to you, against you, or that you have done, anything that's happening in your present, everything that's happening in your life today or in the future, you have keys that can bring order to all of that, whether it's things that you need to deal with or have to examine, things, doors that you need to close from your past, things that you need to unlock and maybe open up again. You know, sometimes people's hearts are so shut down, so locked up because of disappointment and hurt and abuse. And God has given us a key to unlock our heart again, to be able to submit, to be able to surrender again, to be able to love again, to be able to feel loved, to be able to feel valued again. So I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Earth in that is the earth as a whole, inhabited, where you stand. So it's not just the globe. So you have authority over the globe, over the earth. That's why we can pray and declare and prophesy globally over the nations. That's why we, our little selves, me, can prophesy over England, can prophesy for our government, can prophesy over our schools, can prophesy over Brexit. We can do all of that. Why? Because we have a key of power and authority on earth, the place where you stand, earth as a whole, and the inhabitation of. So that word earth is the word gay. How cool is that? The earth is gay. We're not prophesying that. And actually, where it says will be bound in heaven, it means aimi, which it actually means it has already been bound. So as soon as you begin to speak it, because God lives out of time, he's already dealt with it and he's dealing with it now. So he's dealt with it in the past, he's dealing with it now, and he's actually on it for your future. Yeah? And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That word loose is luo, and it means to loose any person or thing. So any person or thing, you have power and authority to lock, unlock, open and close, to bind, to prohibit, to give freedom to. You have power and authority to do that. You have power and authority to set free those bound in chains, discharge from prison those that are held by addictive behaviour. You have power to do that, or addictive mindsets. To dissolve, to undo anything bound, tied or compacted. So you have power to loose any of that. To deprive of authority. Who needs to be deprived of authority in your life? Not just the enemy, but maybe people that the enemy uses to bring you down, to hold you back, to stop you going forward for your destiny, to hold you out of your purpose, to keep you in a place of devalue, unworthiness. If you have people in your life like that, you have the power to loose them from you, to cut them off, to deprive them of authority, to declare unlawful and to overthrow injustice. To overthrow injustice. I look at the whole abortion thing right now and how in America they have risen up, they're rising up state by state by state. Some states are rising up to quench abortion altogether, to stop it. In Kansas City, all the abortion centres have been shut. And that's because of the faithful prayers and declarations of the House of Prayer in Kansas City, who believe that they have power and authority to lock and unlock, to open and close. And they have persisted in that for 17 years, and the abortion centres have closed in Kansas City. Some centres are now doing terminations right up to birth. They kill babies right at birth. Others have now shut down their doors. We're declaring today that the doors of those other places will be closed, that they will bankrupt. That they'll actually bankrupt. No more selling of babies' organs. No more slaughtering. In the UK, 2 years ago, over 350,000 children were aborted. It's where you live. God has given us keys. of power and authority to shut those doors down. Ireland, my land, Ireland, just opened their first abortion centre, and they're now trying to get one done in Belfast as well. And I'm like, no Lord, raise up a voice, raise up the warriors, raise up the keys of power and authority that stands against those that try to deprive us of authority. Because Jesus said, all authority is mine. It doesn't belong to the enemy. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to people who are trying to cripple you and make you unworthy or stop you going forward. It belongs to us. It belongs to you to be powerful and effective. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Does that excite you?
Yeah. Amen.
Does it give you a better understanding of that little verse? So if I read it out to you in a paraphrased version, I, the Lord your God, have given to you, bestowed upon you, power and authority to open and close, to lock and unlock the kingdom of the universe, the world, the heavens, the vaulted expanse of the sky. Power over the aerial heavens where clouds and tempests gather, where thunder is produced. Authority from the seat of order of all things, consummately perfect, where God dwells. So that whatever or whoever, whichever, you choose to tie, fasten, throw in chains, forbid, prohibit, and declare to be illicit, will already be bound on earth. In earth will already be bound in heaven. Whatever you choose to loose any person or thing or situation that is tied or fastened, I give you power and authority to loose, to set free those bound in chains, to discharge from prison, to dissolve those things that are against my power, to undo anything bound, tied or compacted, to deprive of authority, to declare unlawful and to overthrow justice. That's who you are. That's what you have within your grasp today. That's your keys. People talk about, oh, I have the keys of heaven. What are we doing with them? What injustice are we unlocking? What's God calling you to unlock? What's he calling you to open or close? Where is he calling you to stand? Your place of work. You have power there entrusted to you to be Jesus in that place. Yeah. Quickly going to look at the conditions of it. The conditions are, starting at verse 23. You turn to verse 23, chapter 16. You can fill your pages. 16, verse 23. Jesus turned to Peter, because Jesus had just declared that he was going to be killed. Yeah. And then he would be raised to life. And Peter stood and he said, never, Lord. This will never happen to you. Not while I'm here, Jesus. Because I'm going to protect you. You may be God of all the earth and Savior of the universe. You may be seated in the heavenly places and have all authority and power. But they can't get past you because of little old me. Like, how foolish is that? Seriously. And Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. What was Peter doing? Peter was locking, with the power and authority that he had, he was locking up the destiny of Christ. He was trying to close the door that needed to be open. Yeah? So God had to speak to him because he wasn't partnering with heaven at that time. He was partnering with earth. So God needed to speak to him and put him in his place. And he basically said to him, don't stand in my way, Peter. I have a mission, and you're a part of it. But do not get in my way. Do not try to stop that which I am bringing forth. And I feel today we need to really begin to understand, number one, we have keys. What is it God's calling us to do with those keys? And also, what is it he's saying to us? This is not your fight, or that's not your fight, but this is. And know where your keys sit. Know what it is that you're called to unlock or unlock. And then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple, these are your conditions. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for me will find it. For what good will it be to someone who can gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Does that mean, do you think, that some of the people that were standing there listening are still alive today? Let me read it again. Truly I tell you, some of you who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. How cool would it be if you met a 2,000-year-old man that could tell you the things of Christ? It says they won't taste death. Well, somebody has to be around, don't they? So anyway, back to verse 24. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross. That word deny is aparneomaya. And it means to affirm. This is really, really heavy stuff, actually. If you want to be my disciple, you must affirm to me that you have no acquaintance or connection with the man of your past. So to deny yourself means to deny your past existence without Christ. It means that you must no longer have any acquaintance with or connection to the things of your past that are outside of Christ. To forget yourself and to get to leave your own interests behind. And then it says, take up their cross. To take up is the word ario, and it means to raise from the ground. Adam was raised from the ground, wasn't he? And God has raised us up again through new birth. Bear the burden of, take on oneself and carry. And the cross is storos, which is the cross of Christ, but actually also means to align yourself with the death of Christ. So when we go through waters of baptism, I know you all know this, but when we go through the waters of baptism, it is actually a reenactment of this verse, that whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross. They must be one that says, as they go into that water, I no longer have any acquaintance with or connection to that which I'm leaving in the grave today. That which I'm leaving at the bottom of the waters today, I will have no acquaintance with any longer, no connection to. And as you come up, it says you come up onto newness of life. So when you come up out of those waters, you have broken that relationship with the dead man, and you now are living unto Christ. And it says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. And that word again, life, that word life means the very breath of life, your soul, the seed of your feelings, your desires, your affections of your heart, the eternal and separate reality from your body, not dissolved by death. So that part of you, your soul and your spirit, that doesn't get affected by death, the seed of your feelings, your soul, the very breath of your life, are all covered in this verse where it says, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life will find it. So what is it that we're leaving behind? And whenever you come up out of, because it says, you know, you've got to leave behind all your own interests and desires, all those things of the past. And yet here, it's like a contradiction in terms. It says, well, whoever loses their life will find it. And that word actually means that you will meet it again, not in the same way, but you will meet it, discover it, understand, to be found, to be seen, to be present, to be recognized, to be detected, to find yourself holy as was designed to be. So it's almost like you have to let go of all that you have created yourself to be, all that other people have created you to be, all everybody's this is who you are, this is what you should do when you grow up, all those things that have been spoken into your life by others, all those mistakes, all those mess ups that you've done, all the good things, all the dreams and desires, you bury them at the bottom, coming up out of baptism onto new life. And it says here, the seed of your feelings and your desires, the affections of your heart. And I just believe as you come up in a new life, all those things that were your dreams and your desires are breathed upon again by God. That he breathes a new breath upon them, release a new life into them, his life into them. And it says that for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life will find it. And that word to save your life means to rescue from danger, to keep safe, to make well, to heal and restore to health, to preserve from danger of destruction, to be delivered from messianic judgment, and to be saved from the evil one who disrupts the reception of messianic deliverance and healing. So in other words, whoever wants to save their life, whoever wants to be rescued, kept safe, made well, healed, restored, preserved from danger, delivered from judgment, and actually saved from the evil one who disrupts the reception of God's intervention. So if you want to be saved, you've got to lose that old person, put him down there, and rise up in life to discover who you are really and who you were created to be, so that God can breathe his breath, his life upon it. So I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. It's not come to Jesus and everything's going to be okay. It's come to Jesus and surrender, give it all up, so that you can actually walk in abundance, so that you can walk in purpose. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will find it for me. I think these are really powerful, powerful scriptures that call, you could live your life just by this one chapter. God, you've given me power and authority, but in order for me to use that power and authority, I have to walk in the newness of life. To have access to the keys of a house, you've got to belong to the house. Strangers don't get the keys. The old man doesn't get access to the keys. If you're continually dragging up the old man and walking in the old man without Jesus, you won't have power and authority in your keys. To have the power and authority, you have to belong to the house. You have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. It's time to start a normal Christian life, because we owe the world an encounter. You owe the world an encounter with Jesus. And we can't give that encounter until we've had an encounter. And that encounter needs to be all the time, a daily encounter, walking with him. Yeah? Being loved by him. Being built up by him. By feeling his presence every day. By knowing how much we're loved and cherished. By letting him heal us. We have heaven and we have earth, and the separation of sin. But we have eternal, like, togetherness again because of Christ. In heaven you have the eternal, on earth you have the mortal. In heaven you have the supernatural, on earth you have unnatural. People keep saying supernatural and natural. We have unnatural. We live in a fallen world, being redeemed. It's unnatural. God's way is natural, it's supernatural. The heavenly kingdom, we have power. In the earthly kingdom, we are powerless, unless we're using or abusing others. In heaven's kingdom, we have order. On earth, our lives can be chaotic. Even normal life can be chaotic. But if we have Jesus in that, and we give it over to him and submit to him, like we were singing this morning, then he breathes his life upon it, and we get to use our keys and authority. So, Bill Johnson said, I cannot afford to have thoughts, any thought in my head about me that God doesn't have in his. Let me read that again. I cannot afford to have thoughts in my head about me that God doesn't have in his. Like, how easy it is it for us to think bad things about ourselves, or to feel bad about ourselves, or not to like how we look or what's going on in us. And that's not how God sees us. He sees us as amazing. He sees us as worthy of giving the keys of his kingdom to, that have power on earth to change people, to change lives, and to change nations. So let's stand, just pray together before we break bread together. So Father, I thank you for the keys of your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that we have access to your house because we're your family. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us keys of power and keys of authority, that we have a voice that matters, that we have a voice that can shift atmospheres. Lord, that your presence in us is powerful to the moving of atmospheres. I thank you, Father, that we can pull heaven's kingdom into our realm of earth. I thank you, Lord, that we have authority over nations and that we can change situations in nations. We can change situations in our family. We can change situations in our employment. We can change situations with relationships because we have keys of power and authority to open and close, to lock and unlock. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to a supernatural kingdom. Thank you that we have life, that we have power, that there's order in our lives. Thank you that your breath is within us. Thank you, Lord, that we rule and reign today. So Jesus, we thank you for your body that was broken for us. When you died on the cross, Lord, and rose again, Father, you released power and authority to those ones that you loved, and we carry that today. So we thank you for your body, Lord, that was broken for us. We thank you for healing in that, even at your table. Lord, as we spoke about last week, Lord, that there's healing at the table. And Lord, as we come before you and come to your table this morning to eat of your body and drink of your blood, Lord, that we would be healed in our minds and our thought processes and our bodies and our family situations. And again, Lord, we speak your blood over our family, over our own lives, and over every situation that we walk in right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just come up and receive the body and blood of Jesus. And just whatever it is you need from him this morning, or if you need to take that I deny myself thing, I just give it all over, Lord. I want to really like put that old man behind me and actually rise up into everything you've created me to be. Take a moment and just prepare your heart before the Lord. If there's anything you need to fix before him today, if there's anything you need to fix with others, then now's the time to do that. Yeah. And then just come and receive.